When I am happiest, I am living in the present, satisfying my wildest ambition. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. When I'm happiest, I'm living in the present, satisfying my wildest ambition. How about you? Where are you? What are you doing when you're happiest? Are you living in the past when you're happiest, remembering great experiences, remembering happy times? Are you happiest when you're thinking of the party to come, or the event to come, the trip to come? Or are you happiest when you're living right in the present moment, soaking up all of the goodness that you're creating for yourself, thinking everything is in divine order, thinking you live in your fantastic body, and you think that it is eternally perfect, you know, in every possible way? When are you happiest? That's a question we all have to ask ourselves. But really, when we're happiest is when we're living in the present, satisfying our wildest ambition. Now, you say, well, I had this great experience and I was just reliving it. Well, what's happening? You're living it in the present. And I have this great desire to ride horseback, and I can just visualize myself riding horseback, standing up on the saddle, and, you know, even doing flips on the saddle like these trick riders do. And, you know, that you can do. That you can do in your imagination. That you can do in your wildest ambition. And there's no problem. You don't fall off. You don't have a problem. You don't, the horse doesn't run out from under you and leave you standing on your head. You're riding beautifully. You're doing everything beautifully in the present tense. So if everything we do actually is in the present tense, why not do nice things in the present tense? Why not dream our wildest ambition and exercise that wildest ambition right in the present tense? Now, Ellen says she would like to have, oh, the ability to ride horseback. She'd like to be able to ride across the moors of Scotland and just enjoy everything so beautifully. And then I say to her, Ellen, which is more fun? Riding on horseback, having the saddle beat your bottom, or sitting in a Jaguar, smoothly cruising across Scotland, looking at the scene, and not being concerned about bouncing, and not being concerned about where you're going to feed your horse, and if your horse has to stop and do his duty, you know, what, you know, you got to wait. But you're driving in a Jaguar, it just goes woo right across there, so beautiful. Or, Ellen, you're thinking of the Jaguar. Now, Ellen, what about a mini helicopter? You're in this mini helicopter, and you're flying along, and you can see everything. And you can just come low if you want, or go high. And the higher you go, the more you see. The lower you go, you see too, but you have to be very careful of power lines and other things. Of course, in the moors of Scotland, I don't think there's too many power lines out in that area. Now, what can you visualize yourself doing? When I'm happiest, I'm living in the present, satisfying my wildest ambition. Now, none of you can tell me what your wildest ambition is because you don't know. Oh, my wildest ambition is to be spiritually illumined. Well, good for you. You know what that means? No. My wildest ambition is to be the best mommy in the world. Well, you know what that means? Nope. It means a mommy that your kid loves you, huh? And puts up with you. My wildest ambition is to be a reporter on a great newspaper in New York, for instance, and to go out and cover the stories that are there to be covered. Well, you think to yourself, That never turned me on. Well, what turns you on? What turns you on? What in your wildest imagination do you see yourself doing and in doing it happily and enjoying it? Well, the truth is, our lives are so empty. Our lives are so incomplete, we haven't even begun to think about our wildest ambitions. The minute our wild ambition comes into our mind, we put it aside and say, well, that cannot be. I cannot have it. Say you have a wild ambition. You want to have the perfect figure, you know? You want to have the perfect figure. You know what the perfect figure is according to you're looking at the fashion magazine. Now, that's a woman or that's a man that I'd like to look like, you know? They're handsome. They're beautiful. They're well-designed. You know, everything's in the right place. And that's the kind of person I'd like to be. And then you look at them and you say, boy, wishful thinking will never work. Wishful thinking will never bring it to me. And then you push it right out of your mind right away. So then you go to something else. You say, I wish I had the prettiest house in the world. Well, you never say that. You say, I would like that house or that house or that house. But you don't know. The minute you get that house, or that house, they have problems. So if you say, I have the perfect house for me, then it has no problems. I have the perfect body for me, then it has no problems. I have the perfect mind for me, it has no problems. I have perfect friends for me, surrounded by perfect friends, and you have no problems. Now, why do we want to say perfect? Why do we want to say all is in divine order? We want to say that because why have it different? If we're going to have our wildest ambitions realized, let's realize them in their purity, not in their problems. You know, a young girl trained in horsemanship in her youth, and when she was a lady, she was able to ride beautifully and wonderfully and so forth. But she remembers the times she tumbled off the horse. She remembers the times that the horse wouldn't do what she wanted her to do. She remembers all those times. Well, now, is that her wildest dream, to remember the things that didn't work? Or is it her wildest dream to say, here I am now, a mature lady, riding on horse beautifully, perfectly, and everybody says, you make it look so easy. Well, it could have been easier for her had her parents made it look easy. If her parents said, ah, you can ride that, there's no problem. Ah, you can do that. Ah, you can do this, you know? When our family says that to us, then we just go right ahead and do things easily. Not go do it, or you can't do it, or you should do it, or you could do it, but just you do everything so easily, you know? When you take up horseback riding, you'll ride just like a trooper the minute you sit on the saddle. What do they say? Born in the saddle. Mm-hmm. What do they say about a pilot? He's born in the pilot seat. He's a natural. Now, whoa, where did that word come from? A natural. Natural is the most simple word we could think of, isn't it? Doing what comes naturally. Well, doing what comes naturally is everything. Everything we could ever dream about, we could ever think about, we could ever wish for ourselves, we do it naturally. And the more naturally we do it, the more beautifully we do it, and the more fun it is. So if you're going to ride horseback, do it naturally. Little kids, they do it naturally. If they're, when my sister and I were out in the Tules playing out in the marshes, my other sister and brother and so forth, they were with us. This donkey came along. And I got on the donkey, and I stayed on for a moment, but I was happy, so I got off. My sister May, she got on it, and she wanted to stay on longer, and the donkey hadn't decided that. So he took her and threw her out into the mud. And she got up out of the mud, went into the creek a little bit, rinsed off, and then she got back on him again. And she kept getting back on him again until he realized that she meant business. And so he let her ride her. But you see, it's just natural. Now, where did May get the lessons on doing that? In her heart. Where'd she get the desire to do it? I mean, it's silly to ride on a mule, you know. But we did. And the mule says, "Hey, I'm a horse." And he was a very happy guy. But May gentled him to realize that somebody can sit on his back and that's okay. It's not a big weight. We were just all skinny, scrawny kids. There was nothing like putting a straw on the back. Of course, they say about a straw, you know, it's the straw that broke the elephant's back, but the camel's back. When I'm happiest, I'm living in the present, satisfying my wildest ambition. And the more natural I am about it, the more easy it is to satisfy my wildest ambition. And if each of us would just think about the things that make us happy, we will find that they're the things that we do the most naturally. It's just the most easy and most beautiful things that we do. And we can do anything naturally, in the present tense, in the now. And as we do that, great and wonderful things happen. So the next time you have your wildest ambition popping up in your mind, just do it naturally, and you'll be surprised how easy it is and how happy you are doing it. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.